Hi guys, welcome to another episode for this podcast. It's your girl Kayla, and it is almost the next day, but I wanted to fit this in right before Tuesday. And my apologies, I didn't post an episode yesterday. Usually I post every Sunday, but this past week has been finals, working, trying to rest, all of the above, but I'm back at it, and I'm so excited to be talking to you guys today. This is going to be the first episode talking about the holiday season and Christmas. I know last episode I did mention it, you know, about the holiday season, but I want to be talking about a priceless gift that you can be giving this holiday season, and that is, I guess, how you're expressing love through your words. Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today. As we're going to be around our family, our friends, and coworkers this holiday season, because I know personally for me, I will probably have to work on Christmas. It doesn't sound the most appealing, but you know what? God is in control. Part of the holiday season is the attitude that you have, the cheerful heart, or sometimes people can be the polar opposite and be negative and trying to rush into a new year because of, you know, the current year that has been full of rough events. But wherever your mental state is or your mentality, I want you to know that you are listening to the right thing right now. You are in the right place at the right time, and I'm so happy that you decided to take a listen. So we are going to be going to the book of Proverbs. This is one of my favorite books of the Bible, and if you are a practical person and you are a straight to the point person, you will love Proverbs. I've heard many people try this, which is reading a book of Proverbs, not a book of Proverbs, a chapter in the book of Proverbs every day for a month since there's 31 days. Of course there's 31 days in a month, but there's 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs. Anyways, we are going to be in Proverbs 31, verse 26 today. And it simply says, "When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness." Now, you know how I mentioned how we're going to be around our relatives, our family, all that? Those are going to be some of the people that we get to bless. And not only that, leading up to Christmas, we're going to be surrounded by so many different types of people. And it's awesome because somebody that you'll be able to reach, I won't be able to reach because, you know, we have different lives, we encounter different people, and that's beautiful. That's something that we should be celebrating. One of the mottos at my church is love God, love people, love God, serve people, reach your world. And I'm sorry, Pastor Gilbert or Pastor Eileen, if you're listening to this, I am a member of our church. I don't know why. Sometimes when I record, I get nervous and I mess up. But you guys get the gist about it. Love God, serve people, reach your world. There we go. And it's such a blessing because I get to serve many different types of people from all different backgrounds of different age groups. It's a blessing. I get to work with children on the weekdays, elderly on the weekends. You would think there'd be a happy medium, but it's usually one extreme to the other. And it's a blessing. And I just love it because I get to instruct them with kindness. And especially my kids at my job, oh my gosh, it's a blessing because I get to teach them about reading, and I'm a big book nerd. I love books, I love characters, I love setting, I love, I guess, teaching children of how to identify these things. And I have to remind myself that I have to teach them with kindness. And I have to come to a place of understanding. And that's part of wisdom. Wisdom isn't just about knowledge, but it involves understanding and learning from one's experience to help better someone else. And, you know, most of you listening to this probably do not work with children, but you do work with people that are part of the next generation, whether it's a younger coworker, a niece, a nephew, a cousin, a sister. You know, you can be equipping the next generation by instructing them with kindness, by, you know, instead of when they do something wrong or they do something that you're like, man, you did that mistake again, I thought you would learn. Instead of having that, you know, shut down mentality of condemning someone, you could be someone that reflects Christ, especially in this season, of loving through our words, of expressing our love to people. This season is about people, you guys. It's about loving the lost, spreading such joy. So many Christians I know are negative and lack joy and lack the motivation to love others. And that sounds sad, but I'm here to remind you I believe God is using me to ignite something inside of you that it's not about you. This holiday season, it's not about, you know, the gifts that you can be getting. I understand we all love gifts. It's nice. But how are you spreading love? How are you teaching others how to represent Christ? You know, we have the next generation right behind us, and one day we have to hand off the torch to them. But how can we do that successfully if we're not teaching them with kindness, with mercy? And it's not just about the next generation, it's about whoever you encounter. How are you loving them? Are your words full of life? Or are a sewage full of garbage, of just hurt, of pain? Are you coming from a place where no one has spoken wise words over you or have instructed you with kindness? Be that person in your family that is the game changer, that does something great, and that loves people through their words and never gives up on people, no matter how many times they have done something wrong. Will you love people regardless? And will you instruct with kindness? I believe that this podcast is something greater than what I could ever ask or imagine, because I know that it's impacting you right now, that whoever you are listening to this, you are loved by the King of all kings, and no sin is greater than the forgiveness of our God, the love of our God. So I know I have been talking about speaking with words of kindness, but before you can love others, you need to love yourself. And that's something that not a lot of people talk about in, I guess, the Christian realm. Which I would love to talk about more, is loving who you are in Christ. But make sure that you acknowledge how God instructs you with kindness and forgive yourself of whatever you has been going on this past year, and start this holiday season fresh. God, I just pray that you would be with this beautiful human being, whoever is listening to this podcast. And God, remind them how they're loved and how you lavish your words over them. And the plans that you have for them are good, not of evil, to give them a future and hope. So love God, serve people, and reach your world. And be the light. Be the light in the darkness. And have a positive attitude. Have a great night, you guys. Technically, when I publish this, it will be Tuesday, but just know I recorded twice before this one, and I made too many mistakes, but you guys will be listening to the third recording, which is this one. So just know I love you guys, and good night.